Skagway Brewing Company's aeroponic garden turns winter to summer for year-round produce. And heavy machinery may be the key to getting state ferry service to Angoon this winter. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Skagway Brewing Company harnessed the carbon dioxide produced by brewing to fuel their aeroponic garden. That's adding a layer of food security to the community. Not many brewing companies employ a full-time gardener, but not many brewing companies have a full indoor aeroponic garden above their brew room. Amy Erfling hands me some soft blue booties to put over my shoes so I don't contaminate the organic produce.
These are just booties to protect so we don't get any pests in there.
Then we enter a 1,200-square-foot room full of herbs and lettuce.
Green oak leaf and a red oak leaf and then a rosé oak leaf, and then we have a couple of summer crisps in there, so it's kind of a beautiful array of colors of red and green lettuces.
If you've never seen an aeroponic garden before, picture a warm, humid space full of what look like twin mattresses hanging from the ceiling. But where the mattress would have a cushion, these have plants. It's snowing outside, but it's about 75 degrees in the garden. And that hum you're hearing is part of what keeps conditions optimal.
We've got a lot of fans in this room. The one that you could hear the most is an exhaust fan. So we need to bring in fresh air for the plants and then exhaust the air to have a good air exchange within the room.
The fresh air is augmented by carbon dioxide, which is known to boost plant growth. It's also conveniently a natural waste product from the brewing process. So a little pipe in the wall takes that gas from the brew room up to the garden where it speeds photosynthesis. Water laced with a nutrient mixture sprays down plant roots every 8 minutes. During the summer season, when tourists pour off of cruise ships, the garden produced over 100 pounds of lettuce a week. And that's starting small, according to Erfling. It's only their first year, and they have the capacity to double production. This winter, they're producing a lot less than that. But there's still about 60 pounds of lettuce, herbs, and kale a week that would otherwise have to be imported.
You know, we really can't grow this in the winter up here, so it's such a short growing season. Outdoors, that this is something that you can actually do year-round.
It's enough for the salads on the brewery's menu with a lot of leftovers. They sell those to community members, and any extras are donated to the school cafeteria or the Elks Lodge.
Your food security is only as strong as your weakest link.
Dr. Elizabeth Hodges teaches at University of Alaska Fairbanks and worked for the state's Food Policy Council.
So if you are, as most of our state does, rely on the vast majority of our food to come in from outside or from a community outside of our own community, you are vulnerable to disruptions.
Locally produced food improves food security because there's no supply chain to break down. And she said it's not just nutrients that stay local.
There's countless studies to show that for every dollar that goes into the local food economy, it has an amplifying effect or a ripple effect throughout that local food economy. So then the individual who spends that dollar in the community on that local food, that dollar stays in the community.
That's part of the plan for Skagway Brewing Company. In their first year gardening, they produced 100% of the greens for the restaurant. Now they're working on a deal to stock their produce in local stores next year. And they should have some new things cropping up.
Herbs and strawberries and tomatoes and peppers, hopefully. Yeah.
It's dark and below freezing outside, but in the balmy garden, it's easy to imagine summer produce. Residents of Angoon have been unable to travel by ferry for nearly 3 weeks. The Alaska Marine Highway System hopes to restore ferry service to about 500 people who live there by mid-December. In the meantime, the city's discussing other transportation options for getting to and from Juneau. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
When the Alaska Marine Highway System docked the Lakonti and Aurora for repairs at the end of October, four communities in southeast Alaska lost winter ferry service: Angoon, Tenneke, Pelican, and Gustavus. None of them can be accessed by road, and only Gustavus has a runway for landing planes. Angoon Mayor Joshua Bowen says this has made it difficult to bring goods into the community.
You know, no one was able to go over to Juneau to do any shopping, grocery shopping and supplies and all that for the month of November. The biggest part is there's no vehicles. The only way that we're able to move vehicles in and out of Angoon is on the ferry. And, you know, our store, they have big trucks and, you know, that they load up with their supplies and all that and groceries.
Recently, AMHS decided to deploy the Tazlina to restore winter ferry service to some Southeast Alaska communities. The ship will provide trips between Juneau, Haines, Skagway, Hoonah, and Gustavus starting this week. The Tazlina can't serve Angoon right now because there's a problem with the ferry dock. AMHS spokesperson Sam Dapsevich says its ramp is broken.
At some point a while back, it was damaged. There's a couple of arms that are attached to the motors that lift it up and down, and those arms were bent. The Leconte and the Aurora had their own ramp on the stern of the vessel, so they would back in and lower their ramp.
The Tazlina doesn't have a ramp, so right now it can't load and offload at Angoon's dock. Dapsevich says it will take some time to repair the dock's loading ramp, but AMHS is working on a quick fix for the interim.
We're exploring the option of using heavy equipment to raise and lower the apron. And when those details are worked out, we'll have a better idea of the service that'll be available for Angoon.
AMHS has scheduled the Tazlina to make trips between Juneau and Angoon on December 13th and December 15th. In the meantime, the city of Angoon is looking into hiring private marine transportation to shuttle residents to and from Juneau. Mayor Bowen says that Allen Marine has catamarans that could carry up to 150 people, depending on the amount of freight on board.
We're not trying to find a permanent solution to replace the ferry system. We're just trying to get our people back and forth any way we can.
The city has proposed hiring catamarans for November 24th, 27th, and 30th. Bowen says they would like to cap ticket prices at $65. Residents from Tenneke may be included on those runs to Juneau as well. As for larger freight, the city may contract the Gold Belt Corporation to send ships over from Juneau in December. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.